Exactly 2 days ago, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo had a go to roast the same beans, Guatemalan Fede Concagua, a fair trade organic coffee from DR Wakefield, in three different profiles. So that was really, really interesting. On the hot top, KN8828, which, I just am getting to know more and more and more and better and better and better. What I really found out that it needs 200 grams of coffee for me to really regulate the temperature into first crack and after first crack. I just got the best out of this particular roaster when putting 200 grams. And it's actually a 250 gram roaster. They also say you can use 300 grams. I wouldn't push it to 300. I wouldn't even push it to 250. I know that Sam from Caravan, who uses it as a sample roaster, only puts 150 in. I tried 150 first, but I'm just running out of beans because, of course, they lose moisture. They become bigger, but they lose weight. So if I put 200 grams in, more or less, I'll get about 175, sometimes 176, 173 grams out of it because of the loss in weight, in moisture, in... that's just the way it is. And in fact, that is a very important thing to also measure and weigh your beans before and after roasting. But I digress a little bit. I've got this Fede Concagua that Simon Wakefield, DR Wakefield, kindly gave me, and I had enough beans here to do three different profiles. So, so interesting. And today I cup them, and I cup them obviously side by side to really understand the subtle differences, because the differences in my roasting profile were quite subtle. Just bringing it into first crack in a different way, and then after first crack, the time that I let the beans roast on is different as well. And I will say, all of them, especially the first two profiles, which are quite similar, kind of have a very chocolatey, nutty-like, beautiful, well-rounded flavor, consistency, lovely mouthfeel. And the last one, the last 200 grams, the third profile, I just brought it into first crack a bit sooner, had a bit more heat, and you can actually tell, all of the colors are, nowhere near kind of dark. They've got a lovely kind of matte finish, lovely kind of brown color. They're all very evenly roasted, so I'm very happy with that, but so fascinated to taste and see the difference in the cup, that just tweaking your profile a little bit, what effect it has. So the third profile, where I brought it into first crack sooner, bit more temperature, but then actually turned it back quite a bit and let it roast for the longest after first crack, but nowhere near second crack, believe me, is kind of, maybe it's got the fullest body, yes, it's got the fullest kind of mouthfeel, but what I'm missing a bit is a bit of acidity, which the others don't have masses of, I must say. It's more kind of nutty, chocolatey, with but well balanced, maybe more floral acidity. Definitely doesn't hit you as a burst of acidity, which sometimes obviously you're looking for, and which is nice. But maybe that bean doesn't even have that. I'm hoping that I really got out of the bean what it actually has in it inherently. And then I was so interested in the difference that there is that I made one of them also as an AeroPress, the Profile 1, which is actually the longest roasting, but funnily enough, I mean, if I say the longest time, complete time, but not so long after first crack, just 2 minutes 45, as opposed to the last one, 3 minutes 20. So we're talking really seconds here, which are kind of vital parameters to work with. But as an AeroPress inverted method, 2 minutes 10 brewing total, 35 seconds of pre-infusion, it was so lovely. I mean, the mouthfeel was just beautiful. It was a very mild, very sweet, chocolate notes coming through, but really, really beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm going to let them rest a little longer now because they might just still be too fresh to push through the R58 and do espresso with. But I'm sure they will also be able to, be a nice coffee as an espresso. Of course, the proof's going to be in the pudding and I don't know that yet. But I need to let them rest just a little bit longer. Thanks again to Simon. D.R. Wakefield. This is a lovely coffee. I only hope that I've done it justice. I think they are well roasted. So, yep, thumbs up again also for the hot top. Nice little roaster to have. Very, very handy.